Remarks of the President, Clinton, Massachusetts, 16 October 1952.
Please quit the picture so I get through speaking, then I'll give you all the time you want. Makes me blind. I am very, very glad indeed to be in Clinton here this evening. This is the home of one of my very good friends, about whom I'll speak in a minute. You people in Massachusetts have a most wonderful slate of candidates running. For senator, you have that able young congressman, Jack Kennedy. He'll make you a great senator, and I want you to elect him. For Congress, please don't. For Congress, you have presented to you an able and distinguished congressman in Phil Philbin. You couldn't have a better. And for governor, you have Paul Dever. You know him by experience. He'll make you a great governor, and you can't do anything else but elect him. We have a great candidate for president this year, Adlai Stevenson. He's a fine and able man. He will give you this country, he will give this country good government and real leadership. Adlai Stevenson has served as governor of a great state and has proved his talents as a civilian administrator. He knows the problems of the people, and his experience in Illinois shows that he knows how to make the government work for the people, and he's a man you can trust. Now, I've been in politics for 40 years. I've had every reward that the people of the greatest nation in the world can give to a man. I started in elective public office just 30 years ago next month. I was elected to my first elective public office. For 30 years, I have been in county government, I have been a United States Senator, I've been Vice President, and for the last 7 years, I've been President of the United States, and my ability, if I have any, to make that office function has been, I think, a talent for picking the right man for the right place. Now, one of my three secretaries comes from this city right here. You know him. You know what kind of a man he is. He's able, efficient, honest, and he has been a tower of strength to the President of the United States. His name is Matt Connelly. I don't need to tell you. Now, just for your welfare and information, and for the information of the country at large, I think I shall elaborate a little bit on the personnel of the government of the United States in the administrative branch. There have been a great many misstatements made about the people who constitute the part of your government that makes the government work. That's the administrative end of the government. Now, I have a Secretary of State who was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, who was Under Secretary of State, who was the Vice Chairman of the Commission that wrote up the recommendations for the reorganization of the government. He has made one of the greatest secretaries of state that the country has ever had. I never was acquainted with him until I came to Washington. I made him Secretary of State because, in my opinion, he's the best fitted man for the place. Dean Acheson. I have a Secretary of the Treasury who was the director of the Defense Plants Corporation in World War II. He spent $20 billion building the defense plants of this country, and every dollar of that $20 billion went where it should go, and we won the war as a result of the effectiveness of that Defense Plants Corporation under John W. Snyder. My Secretary of Defense was Assistant Secretary of War under Stimson. He was assistant to the reorganization of Germany. He has been Assistant Secretary of State. He is one of the ablest men that the government has ever had, and his name is Bob Lovett, and I never saw him until I picked him on account of his ability and efficiency. My Attorney General was the Assistant Attorney General of the United States under two Attorney Generals. Young people, I wish you'd be still a minute, and then I'll let you talk if you want to come up here to the microphone. This is the most important thing I'm telling these people, and I want them to hear it. He was assistant to the Attorney General. I made him a federal judge in Philadelphia. He was an able and distinguished federal judge. And when the office of Attorney General became vacant, I asked him to forego his lifetime job as a federal judge and come back and become my Attorney General, and he did it. Then I have a postmaster general who's unique in the history of the United States. He started as a letter carrier more than 30 years ago. He's come up the line every step of the way. He was assistant postmaster general when there was a vacancy in the post office department. And on account of his ability and efficiency, I made him postmaster general. The first career man ever to be made postmaster general in the history of the country. His name is Jesse Donaldson. Then I have a Secretary of the Interior who was Undersecretary of the Interior under Mr. Ickes. And when Mr. Ickes quit, I made Oscar Chapman Secretary of the Interior. He's a career man. He knows more about the Interior Department than any other man who's ever been in that job, and he does an excellent job for the government. And I have a Secretary of Agriculture. His name is Charlie Brannan. He was in the Agricultural Department for the last 20 years. He knows the Agricultural Department from top to bottom. He's the ablest Secretary of Agriculture that's ever been there, and I know something about it because I started on the farm, and I've known all the Secretaries of Agriculture for 40 years, and this is the best one we ever had. The Secretary of Commerce is an able and distinguished lawyer and businessman from Ohio, with whom I was not acquainted until I went to Potsdam, and at that time he was ambassador to Belgium. He was one of my advisors at Potsdam, and on account of his ability, I made him Secretary of Commerce, and he's a good one. His name is Charlie Sawyer. Now, in 1948, I had an able and distinguished former senator and former federal judge for Secretary of Labor. He suddenly passed away in the middle of 1948, a very crucial year. You had a very able and distinguished citizen up here in Massachusetts who had been mayor of Boston, who had been governor of the great state of Massachusetts, and I asked him to come to see me. And I said to him, I want to place you in my cabinet as Secretary of Labor. You're taking a chance. I may not be here except to the end of this term, but I would like very much for you to take over the Labor Department for me, and Morris Tobin took it over, and he's run it ever since. Now, I have two presidential assistants. These are the cabinet members. They sit around the cabinet table with me once or twice a week and discuss the world affairs, the national affairs. And we know where we're going and what we're doing. Don't let anybody tell you anything else. My two assistants are able and distinguished men. One of them is ambassador at large and in charge of the revival of Europe. He was ambassador to Russia for 2 years or 3 years. He was ambassador to Great Britain for 2 or 3 years. And when I had a vacancy as Secretary of Commerce, I telephoned him in London and brought him back here and made him Secretary of Commerce. And when this European Recovery Program, the Marshall Plan, came up, I made him the civilian in charge of it, and he's now my assistant and ambassador at large to see that that plan comes to its final conclusion, and it has been a great success because we've kept all of Western Europe from going communist by that Marshall Plan. I have another assistant who has been with me nearly ever since I've been President of the United States. He is the coordinator of the difficulties that arise in an administrative end of the government. His name is John Steelman. He's a career man. He's a PhD. He knows what he's doing, and he does an excellent job. Now, my friends, the reason I'm rehashing this for you is because there never has been an organization about which so much misrepresentation and so many lies have been told as have been told about my presidential family that runs the government of the United States. Now, I have three secretaries. I have a number of executive assistants, every one of whom is as efficient and able as a man as could be gotten together. Dean Acheson was the deputy chairman of the organization known as the Hoover Commission, which wrote and recommended the plans for the efficient reorganization of the government. I have set the administrative end of the government on a more efficient basis than it has been since the government was organized. I'm not bragging. I'm merely telling you facts. I have sent more reorganization plans to the Congress of the United States than all the other presidents put together, and I've had more of them turned down by the Republicans and the coalition of Democrats who did not believe in the things that I wanted to do than any other president has had done. I'm telling you all this so you'll know the facts. And I'm out here now for a specific purpose. I didn't have to come out here and work for the election of a candidate for president. But with all the effort that has been put forth in the last 20 years to give you a government of the people and by the people and for the people, I felt that it was my duty to come out here and put the issues in this campaign before you, the people. The Republicans can't discuss issues because they don't dare. They've been wrong on every program that's come before the Congress of the United States, where the interests of all the people are at stake. They won't talk about it. They want to go off on some side issue. The Republican candidate said he was going out on a crusade. Said that at Chicago. But he didn't know what the crusade was about until Senator Taft told him. I feel terribly bad about having to say these things because I was very fond of Eisenhower. I made him Chief of Staff of the United States Army. I sent him to Europe in command of the greatest organization that we're now making to keep the communists from taking the world. If I hadn't had that confidence in him, of course I wouldn't have done that. But he's come back here, and he's thrown every principle that he's supposed to stand for out the window in the hopes of buying votes with throwing those principles away. I can't stand for that. So I'm out here to tell you the truth. And that's the only reason in the world that I'm going around the country and putting these facts out, because I know what the facts are. I was there, and I can tell you what those facts are. And I know that the people of this United States know me, and they believe me when I tell them the truth. And I want you to do some thinking. I want you to take the situation with which we're faced right now. I want you to study the facts. I want you to look at the record. I want you to find out just exactly the record in Congress of these Republican congressmen and the record in Congress of the Democratic congressmen. That's the policy on which you can base your vote. Then when you've done that, I'm going to ask you to go home and pray over it, to think about the welfare of this nation, to think about your own welfare, to think about the welfare of the free nations of the world, and to think of the peace of the world. All I've worked for 7 years has been peace and to prevent a third world war, and every policy I've pursued has been with that end in view. I want that policy continued. And in order to get that policy continued, I want you to send Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman to Washington as President and Vice President of the United States.